Hi, listeners. Welcome back to Motivate, the Motivation and Inspiration Podcast. I'm your host, Dahi D, and today's guest is TJ Jakes talking about why you need to focus on growth. I chose this episode because I think it speaks to how we should focus on things. We tend to only focus on things that we can see. So if we lost weight, for example, we'd see that we were slimmer and that we'd feel better about ourselves and we'd see the new growth. But if you got 10% smarter, you wouldn't actually see how much smarter you are, so you really don't value it that much. And TD Jakes really points out that you really need to focus on other things that really hold you back. I challenge you to look at things that you might not have ever looked at as an opportunity before and focus on that. Do something that you never thought you would do to actually grow your mindset. That's it for me today. Thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
Over our lives, we would go through moments of gradual moments of growth. Have you ever had to move and been shocked at how much stuff you collected over time? So what it means is that even if it doesn't happen suddenly, we all grow, but our structure doesn't change. So we take on more stuff and more weight and more responsibility. I don't mean literal weight, because I'm not going to preach about that. I don't feel anointed to preach about that today. But we take on more weight, more responsibility, more stress, but we're using old structures for new weight. And we have not changed the structure to accommodate where we are right now. We say, Lord, use me. I'll go wherever you want me to go. But we don't have a passport. <laughs> 58% of Americans don't own a passport. So while they're saying, Lord, use me anywhere, they don't have the structure that if God would answer their prayer, they're not in a position to respond when God says, respond. They say that they're going to prosper, but they have no relationship with finances. They don't have a banker. Majority don't have a lawyer. Majority don't have estate planning. And when they get through dancing and worshiping and crying, we end up having to bury them because they don't even have life insurance. Y'all don't want to talk to me today. The problem is they built their life around the current conditions and then pray for God to bless them. They only embrace friends from similar backgrounds. So not only are they void of the information, they surround themselves with people who are void of the information. And until your whole circle is in the same situation. And that's why they keep saying, girl, I feel you. They feel you because they just like you. Y'all like to talk to me. Look at the people you run with. You couldn't raise enough to change anything from the people you run with because they have the same situation you do. They have no contingency plan for growth. So you walk out of a meeting where God has been mighty and powerful. And you've got the anointing and you've got the favor and you've got the touch of God, but you don't have the strategy to unlock another dimension. Yes, you're closer to God. Yes, you have the anointing of God. Yes, God has empowered you, but he didn't empower you to be a survivor. He empowered you to be a succeeder. And when you take a survivor and make them succeed, what they do is try to be a one-man band. So they stress themselves to death, taking on more and more and more and more and more weight because they have trust issues. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me. Thank you for the real sister and the brother in the back. Thank you for standing up. They had trust issues. So when God gets ready to give them more, they don't have the infrastructure to go to the next level because they're embracing more with a less mentality. And they would rather have 100% of $10 than 50% of a million. They have no relationship with a lawyer. 36% of Americans have never been to a doctor. 60 million Americans have reported mental health issues, and only 45% have ever been to a therapist. We're not building for expansion because our parents didn't have to go to therapists because they didn't have the stress you got. They didn't have the pressure you got. They didn't have the anxiety you got. They didn't have millions of people in their pocket through their phone. They're not surrounded by strangers, fake friends who are all in your business trying to decide whether they like your hairdo or not. They didn't have to contend with that. Your mama's friend was her next door neighbor. You got friends all the way from other countries commenting on what shoes you got on, and you take them seriously. So you got pressure coming from the right and from the left and from the north and from the south, and you're completely stressed out by people that you could actually cut off. But because you don't think like kings, you think you have to keep them on, and you think their opinion matters, and you got the nerve to get your feelings hurt about what they said, like they mattered to your life. But if you're like a king, you don't let nobody come up in your life like a pauper and control your decisions by your circumstances. The king of Mesha, who is the king of Moab, King Mesha, rather, is the king of Moab. And he has given 100,000 rams and 100,000 sheep to Jehoram, who is king of Israel, because Jehoram's father was Ahab. And as long as Ahab was living, they had in common that they were idolaters. And he has given him 100,000 ram and 100,000 sheep with the wool. That's something. So now they got, Jehoram has succeeded Ahab into power. And now that Ahab is dead, the king of Mesha, who is from Moab, has changed his mind and decided to attack. Footnote to self, people change. The person who says Hosanna today will say crucify him tomorrow. So don't get too caught up in what they did on today, because on tomorrow they may change their mind. The person who gave him 100,000 rams and 100,000 sheep is now trying to kill him. And Jehoram has inherited an enemy that he did not earn. But he is smart enough to understand that in order to expand your stress, you have to expand your relationships. Stay with me. 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 So Jehoram, who is the king of Israel and has not wholly followed the Lord, he's been better than his father Ahab. He's torn down the statues to Baal, and he's torn down the high places, but he has not wholly followed the Lord. He hooks up with Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah. And he hooks up with Jehoshaphat because Jehoshaphat had the hookup. Jehoshaphat had a relationship with God. Jehoshaphat didn't wait till he got in trouble to call on God. Jehoshaphat had an anointing on his life. Jehoshaphat knew what a true word from God was. Jehoshaphat had been a praying man. His ways had pleased the Lord. He hooked up with somebody who had favor. And he knows that he cannot go against the king of Moab by himself. And he gets the king of Eglon. And these three kings are strategizing how they can't defeat the king of Moab by themselves. But as a team, they can defeat him. And the Lord told me to tell you, you've gone as far as you can go by yourself. Come on. You've gone as far as you can go by yourself. God is going to put you in a circle that's going to stretch you. And they may not be people who always agree with you, but God is going to use them to catapult you into the next dimension. These three groups of people weren't even the same kinds of people, but God's going to bring you into a place where somebody's going to finance what he prophesied was going to happen in your life. And somebody's going to open up a door that takes you into the next dimension. And the Lord said, if you don't expand your relationships, you're going to get defeated where he promised you to have victory. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know I'm talking to somebody. Let me apologize to all the people this message don't fit, because this is a prophetic word for somebody who's trying to think like a king and not like a pauper. And if I'm talking to you, I want you to open your mouth and make some noise in this place. Yeah, 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 yeah. My whole head is about to shift. My whole head is about to shift. My whole way of doing things is about to shift. My whole method is about to shift. I'm getting out of the cave. I'm coming out of the box. I'm coming out of the shadows. And I'm going to let God use whoever he wants to use to bless me, however he wants to bless me, because I got it like that. Fist bump somebody and tell them, I'm building for expansion. I'm not building for approval. I'm not building for you to like me. I'm not building so you don't hate on me. I'm building for expansion. I know you don't understand it because you're still back in the depression, but I'm building for expansion. And you know what? I'm forgetting those things which are behind, and I'm reaching to those things which are before. I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I don't even call what I used to call a problem is not a problem. What was a problem has become a normal because I have learned how to spread the weight over a team, which means even though I'm afraid of you, I'd rather let you in and get the victory than stay by myself and be defeated. Y'all don't hear me. I'm talking to somebody. Who am I talking to in this place? Jehoram is the king of Israel. And Jehoram has decided, we're going to go by the way of the wilderness. And he gets out in the wilderness and says, the Moabites are going to kill us. You know, you always got that friend. They said, child, I feel sorry for you. You ain't going to make it out of this. You should have stayed where you are. You should have played where it was safe. You always got that friend, that Sanballat, Tobias sort of friend that's trying to get you to come down off the wall. You're not supposed to be up there. You can't do that. You can't have this. You can't have the other. I remember when I first moved to Dallas, we were looking at a house in a particular neighborhood, and a friend of mine told me, said, oh, you can't buy in that neighborhood. They don't allow us in that neighborhood. I said, they may not allow us, but they're going to allow me. Because I'm going to buy this house. Slap somebody and tell them I'm going to be the first one. I'm going to break a rule. I'm going to break through a wall. I'm going to break through a barrier. I'm going to be the first one. Since Anita, I'm going to be the first one. I'm going to go where my grandma didn't go, where my mama didn't go, where my sister didn't go, where my auntie didn't go. I'm breaking into another dimension. I'm going to be first. I may have to learn how to dress. I may have to learn how to walk. I may not know who to call. Who is Elijah? I don't know who Elijah is, but I'm going to meet him today because I'm building for expansion. I want 30 seconds of crazy praise.